Right now, I've been talking about this for the last couple of minutes, talking about this idea of how we manage our posture, how well we stretch, how well our relationship is with our body, and ensuring that our body stays, I think they sometimes use the term long and is got full range of movement. I, for one, I always say this, I was talking about it earlier, that I, for one, know that I often have to check myself. I'll sit on a chair, I'll be talking, and then halfway through I'm realizing I'm slouching, and I'm like, no, sit upright. I was talking about it earlier, that I catch myself placing my microphone here at work lower than my mouth, causing me to slouch, and it's like, Kosi, you just need to push it up. Then naturally your posture will follow through. And many of us have these type of things, from when you're sitting in front of the laptop at work, when you're sitting watching TV, when you're eating while you're watching TV but not on a table, and now the plate is on your lap and you're eating with your hand. You see what I'm talking about? So many of us find ourselves in these areas. And posture, the importance of stretching, is something that's very important, and is what we're chatting about this afternoon. Joining me in studio to help us and guide us through this conversation and how we can do this better and do it well is Justine Mokhwajana, who is a physiotherapist right here in the city of Pretoria. And she has a team of 7 physiotherapists and 3 administrators that service a whole lot of people in hospital and outpatients in ensuring that they are in full health. And she's going to be guiding us in this conversation. Justine, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you very much, Kosi.
It's great to be chatting to you this afternoon. And it's an important conversation, if I think about it. It's a conversation that I think a lot of us, we almost don't know how to go about it. But before we even talk about the conversation, let me start with you. Tell us about yourself. How you find yourself into physiotherapy, and how you decided to do this as something that you're doing as a career.
Okay, my name is Justine, and I'm running 2 practices under the name of Mokhwajana Physiotherapy. How I got to choose this profession, really, I knew I wanted to be in the space of health, but I didn't know exactly what. So what I did, I made a mini research. I asked around if physiotherapists work at night, if physiotherapists can open up private practices, and then that's it. You know, I ended up choosing physiotherapy because it allowed me to work in a public sector and in private sector. And then one another important thing, I didn't want to work at night. Uh-huh. So I realized physiotherapists, we don't have to work at night. We only work during the day. So those are the strong motivators that made me ultimately choose physiotherapy. And then I think I was in grade 11.
I was about to say, now I'm doing maths now, because I'm post-standard.
In grade 11, my aunt asked me to accompany my cousin to a physiotherapy somewhere in town. And then I just liked how, you know, the physio examined the shoulder and prescribed a set of exercises for my cousin. And that's where really I fell in love with the profession.
And then, like they say, the rest is history. And here you are. But for someone who doesn't know what a physiotherapist does, you always hear people saying, yeah, they said I must go to physio, or before I leave the hospital, I have to do certain exercises with physio, or I've just left and physio gave me certain things to do even when I go home. What exactly does a physiotherapist do?
Physiotherapy basically is treatment by use of physical means. Mm-hmm. Physiotherapy came about by the aim is mainly to eliminate the side effects that the drugs, that medication would give us.
Oh.
So physiotherapy, we use physical means, meaning touch, we use movement patterns, we use heat, we use different electrotherapy machines to get rid of pain. But most of all, once we have used all those modalities, we prescribe exercises, we prescribe movement patterns that we encourage patients to go on and use at home. Mm. So that they can improve their symmetry, to improve their movement patterns. Because at the end of the day, it's all about that.
Yeah.
If one moves symmetrically, if one have good movement patterns, we shouldn't be having ailments.
Uh-huh. I love that you speak about asymmetry. That is something that's very important. And I think one form of symmetry is coming to our posture, how we sit and how we actually handle the position of our back. And I use the back specifically because I speak for myself that my posture is sometimes out of the window, that I would find myself slouching. And I don't even know how long I've been slouching for because it's been made normal. And I was talking to my wife about this, and she was saying that she remembers as a little girl how they taught her. They say you will walk on the line of the tile so that she would learn how to walk and you have a posture straight. And then I think she said sometimes they'd put a stack of books on the top of her head.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Because it's saying, hey, you must have good posture. But the boy child, there's no such a thing. There is no such a thing. So maybe let's start off with why is posture important? And then we'll break it down into where it meets us as adults as to why is posture important when sitting at the desk, which is what we do for almost 8 hours of the day, the average South African.
Okay, I like what you said about, you know, your wife telling you that as a little girl, she used to put a book. On her head and then made to walk. And at the same time, that book shouldn't fall.
Yes.
I brought some pamphlet which encourages children, you know, it encourages children to do a certain set of exercises. You know, those exercises, they creep, they imitate different animals. Mm. And in so doing, they actually strengthen the back.
Now, okay.
Why is the posture so important? Is that posture helps us to prevent muscle stiffness. Good posture helps us to prevent muscle aches. And also, it helps us to prevent the wear and tear of joints. Mm. If we have a good posture, we shouldn't be visiting, you know, medical practitioners so often, because the joints, the muscles will be flexible, the joints will, you know, will stretch to end of range.
Yeah.
And most of all, posture is good to boost our confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's nothing like being able to walk somewhere and you've got your chest out and you feel confident. When you're feeling confident, you will see it. And we can see a person who's walking with confidence. And I'm assuming this is a very important then when it comes to us who might be sitting at a desk. I mean, 8 hours, you maybe an accountant or a call center agent or wherever it may be. Posture becomes even more important when you're finding yourself sitting at a desk, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us a bit more about that.
This we notice, especially post-COVID. Post-COVID, our practices, we started seeing the same patients. Mm. People who sit long in front of the computers. And for some reason, people no longer use CPUs. People use laptops. And a laptop basically is meant for, you know, just a short use.
Yeah.
You know, when you are perhaps going to the site, you just open your laptop. But now you find that people lately, they sit in front of the desk and they bend down, look down on the laptop.
While the laptop's on the lap.
Some people would even go to bed and be busy with their work whilst they are on bed. Now, that is not a very good practice. What a good posture is in sitting, you need to have an ergonomic chair. An ergonomic chair is a chair that is height adjustable. Because we are different in height.
Yes.
Right now, the minute I took this seat, I had to adjust my seat.
Yes, I actually noticed you do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have to have arm adjustable. The arms have to be adjustable. The reason for that is that you should be able to push your chair forward enough so that when you are manipulating the computer, you don't slouch forward. You're still maintaining your straight back,
which is sitting against the chair.
Yes. And lastly, you need a small cushion, and many ergonomic chairs do have that cushion. The cushion is meant for the lower back.
Oh, it's got that slight curve.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that curve is called a lordosis. Now, the lordosis shouldn't be too exaggerated, nor should be underplayed. It just has to be normal. Because if you look at your back, if I'm looking at your back facing one side, it forms an S shape. Now, those curvatures shouldn't be underplayed, nor should be exaggerated. Once they're exaggerated, you compromise some of the muscle groups. That's how people end up with back pains.
Yeah. Sure. This is actually so interesting, because I think a lot of us, especially in the era of work from home, there's a lot of people quickly trying to find a desk, quickly trying to find a chair to sit at that desk without actually taking some of these things that you've mentioned into account. But then something important happens. And I mean, there's a voice note of a lady who was talking about how she had bad posture, and she found out that she had, I think she said, slipped discs, and she's possibly needing to have surgery. And at the end of it, she says the most important thing you should do is stretch. Dogs stretch when they wake up. Babies stretch when they wake up. Let's talk about the value and benefit of stretching during different times of the day. And I say different times of the day because I've seen videos that would speak about stretching the moment you wake up, stretching the moment you go to sleep. Tell us a bit more about the value, the benefit that one can have when they incorporate stretching into their day.
Well, the benefits of stretching is to improve circulation. And you know, with circulation, with blood circulation, the body gets to get the nutrients that are important for the body to run normally.
Yeah.
And then stretching keeps the joints supple and mobile. If a joint is supple and mobile, it's very difficult for that joint to injure, to sustain any kind of injury. It is those joints that are rigid that are susceptible to injuries. And then stretching also helps us to be flexible. Our muscles will be flexible. And then when muscles are flexible, we function effectively. And that ultimately decreases the risk of injury. In sports, in our daily activities, once our muscles are flexible, then, you know, we hardly injure our joints and muscles.
There's a lot of us that may be listening to this conversation thinking, okay, I don't have a problem when sitting at the desk at work, or I didn't think I have a problem. Or maybe they're realizing that, you know what, at night, because I'm trying to make sure that I read my Bible before sleeping, I'm doing it in the bed with a continental pillow behind me, and I've got bad posture. It's in front of me on my lap. I'm slouching, or I'm sitting in front of the TV for long hours. And they're realizing, like I am, that my goodness, I don't have any moments of stretching. I don't stand up as often where I get to walk a little bit. I mean, fortunately for me, my watch tells me after a while of sitting that, hey, chief, it's time for you to get up, just walk a little bit so that you have good blood flow. Let's maybe then talk to that person. What are some simple practices, simple exercises that they can do, let's say today, after spending a long time in front of a desk, after spending a long time, like we were saying earlier, people have just driven from Polokwane for holiday with a long weekend, and they spent hours on the road, and they get home and they sit again. What are some exercises that one can do after spending long hours of sitting that will just help their body just readjust ever so slightly? Maybe they can do it the moment they get home.
It is advisable, and I always advise my patients that before they jump out of bed, they have to do one simple exercise, at least that one.
Oh, okay.
Where a person, you lie on your back, make your knees face one direction and the face the other direction. That way you stretch your back.
Oh.
And then you repeat that movement to the opposite direction.
On the right-hand side.
The knees.
Face the right.
The right.
And the face to the left.
To the left.
Oh.
That way you stretch your back. And then lately, we even have tables that are adjustable. And it is encouraged that in every hour, one has to sit for 48 minutes, walk for 2 minutes, and work standing for 8 minutes. Is it for 10 minutes?
For 10
minutes.
Oh.
10 minutes, 2 minutes, 48 minutes is sitting.
So 48 minutes I can spend sitting, working. That's on a good chair with good height, with good posture.
Maintaining
but then
good posture.
After 48 minutes, I must stand up and walk around for 2 minutes.
Exactly.
And then for 10 minutes, I must work standing.
Now, those desks are even in the market. You just put your desktop or your laptop, and then when it's time to stand, work for that 10 minutes, you just press and then it lifts.
Oh, yes. I've seen those where you can even push on the side and you can lift it up and down towards your preferred height.
Yes.
Is this very good then in ensuring that there's good blood flow and your posture remains good?
And you don't strain your back. Some time ago, doctors used to tell people to stop smoking. Advise patients, stop smoking, stop smoking. Lately, it is stop sitting, stop sitting. That's what we preach.
Because it has grown that much?
That has grown a lot. A lot of physiotherapists, we do see the same pattern. We see the same patients, lower back, upper back, neck pains.
It sounds like you're looking at my scan of some sort, like you're reading into my life when you talk about lower back and neck pains. But before we even conclude that, is there something that one can do maybe at the end of the day, just before sleeping? Because now I'm seeing, okay, in the morning, the knees to the one direction, the face into the other direction, and just stretch for a couple of seconds and reverse it into the opposite way. At the end of the day, where one has ran after the kids, you've made sure the homework is done, you've taken out the uniform, you get into bed, you're about to read a book against the continental pillow, which it does not sound like a good thing, but I say that because I do it on the evenings. I know myself. What can one do then at the end of the day to ensure that they just stretch out a little bit?
we encourage people to be part of some exercise groups. You know, it can be Pilates. I'm a big advocate on Pilates.
Yeah.
Because Pilates don't damage your joints.
Yeah.
You don't impact on your joints. Those are, you strengthen your muscles without necessarily reducing the joint space. So Pilates are great. Whether in a group or you can watch on the TikTok.
Yes, and you can find videos, on like YouTube or something.
You do those Pilates with the help of the resistance band, with the help of, you know, sometimes you don't even need equipment to do your Pilates. You just strengthen your core muscles, which is very important for prevention of the back pain. Yes, those are the kind of things that you should do.
Yeah, to just make sure that you stay healthy. Now, before we wrap up our time together, Majestine, at which point should I know that I should be concerned? Because I think a lot of times I know this about myself when it comes to anything health related. It's always, I don't know if this is necessary for me to go to the doctor or if this is necessary for me to just drink a standard over-the-counter painkiller or if this is a moment just for me to be like, okay, let me just stretch a little bit and then just keep it moving. At which point are there moments, signs, feelings that one should take note of that when they experience this, they should definitely consult a professional?
In instances where you are just overwhelmed by tiredness, there are people who have chronic fatigue, and the condition is called fibromyalgia. This is just a chronic state of a person feeling tired at all times. That's when you need to see a physio. And then once you realize that there's some kind of asymmetry, perhaps if you look into the mirror, one shoulder is not at the same level as the other, the pelvic area, there's some discrepancy. Once you start feeling stiffness, and, you know, I also want to talk about scoliosis. It is amazing how many school children we see with scoliosis, and parents are not even aware.
Because of the bag?
Because the scoliosis, where the spine is not straight. You find that a child at the age, perhaps as early as 8, 9, they're holding these heavy school bags and they tend to hold them in the same pattern. That has a tendency of changing the anatomy of their spine. And then you find that parents are not even aware that their kids are like that. Many of them, they do come to the practice. A child complaining of back pain, once you examine them, you find that they do have scoliosis. Once you realize that you have those kind of discrepancies, neuromuscular conditions where you find that you have numbness over your arms or even your leg, you find that there's a problem with your lower back,
then you should be consulting a physiotherapist.
Then you need to consult a physiotherapist.
We've ran out of time completely. Our moments before we get to 5 o'clock. For people who want to reach out to you, maybe they want to get more information, they've got questions, they're not sure if this is something that's concerning relating to their child or themselves, where can they get a hold of you?
We have a website, www.physiotherapistpretoria.co.za. We are also on TikTok. And it is Mukwajana Physio. And also, we have 2 private practices in Pretoria North and in Pretoria East here in Moreleta.
100%.
You can get hold of us.
Justine, thank you so much. You've helped us immensely. I will probably be watching myself for the rest of this afternoon in ensuring that I actually make sure that I've got good posture. And a lot of us also who may be in cars are listening to this conversation and saying, I need to make sure of myself, of my children, and see what I can be able to include into my daily routine for the sake of good back health and good posture health. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.